Thanks to Racing Victoria, this is RSN's Racing Pulse. Live from Moonee Valley and the Trainers, Jockeys and Veterinarians Seminar.
Pippi goes for home. Jockey hasn't moved at the 200 metres. She's two in front of Bonds Away, Crystal Dream, Azutori. They were followed by All Two Royal and Bivouac. But it's Pippi with 100 metres to go. Still clear. A good margin. Pippi needs the line, but she's going to get it. Pippi won the Oakley Plate. Azutori second. Crystal Dream third.
That was the traditional Oakley Plate. Sustained sheer speed from Pippi, who cut out some unbelievable sectionals, almost broke the track record and was able to hold on. A great training performance by John and Chris Maher, and a big moment for Chris, who won his first Group 1 as a trainer, and for his father, John, who he know won a Melbourne Cup all the way back in 1985 with What a Nuisance. It was his 15th Group 1 win, the first one in Australia since the 1999 Brisbane Cup. Great to see them back in the Group 1 winners list. Chris, to you, congratulations on what would have been a huge day for the family.
Yeah, thanks very much, Michael. It was an awesome day and, something you dream of.
Gee, she's exciting. Now, what were you and your father thinking coming into the home turn after she'd basically spread-eagled the field with some scintillating sectionals?
Yeah, well, obviously we were confident, the way the race panned out. But knowing that she can run those quick times early, I think she broke. I think she ran 30.2 from the 1,000 to the 400. So that's pretty much low flying. But going into Group One when you're in front on the corner or 2 lengths in front of the 200, you certainly start to cheer. But you just want that winning post to come, which thankfully it did.
God, she's got some amazing cruising speed because Linda Meach was just sitting on her quietly while she's running those times.
Yeah, well, we got Linda to trial her at Cranbourne, and I just asked her to give her a little squeeze. Needed to do a little bit of work. Linda basically just sat on her. She said, "Oh, I thought I was going way too quick," but that's her. She just has that high cruising speed. We have a tracker on her most gallop mornings, and she's got the longest stride of any horse in our stable. So, she covers the ground, but she obviously covers it low flying.
How long had this race been in the pipeline for when you've got a filly like her?
Pretty much after the Derby day when we run second up the straight. She went back to the owner's boutique farm on the Gold Coast. She had 3 weeks up there, and she basically went up there. She was always a nice filly slash mare, but she came back a mature woman, and I think she raced 14 k's heavier yesterday than she did Derby Day, which is just pure muscle and obviously time and maturity.
How did your dad and yourself and the rest of the family celebrate? He seemed pretty emotional to share in a Group 1 win with you.
Yeah, he's changed a bit, the old man. He's taken a backward step, obviously, and no doubt he was proud, but he's a man of few words, but he was obviously excited and relieved in one respect. But to actually do it, everyone talks about it. There was obviously 17 other trainers in that race hoping to do the same thing. So to come out and do it with the ease that she did it mid race, and then she held on late. I think her last furlong was her slowest, but she was entitled to be. It was a pretty quiet night. We got home about 8:30, quarter to 9, and put it to bed, and had one or two quick squatches, and back to work Sunday morning at 4:30, bright and sharp.
Gee, it was a big weekend for the Mornington trainers down there as well. So the Mornington Training Centre is absolutely flying at the moment.
Great for Shane Nichols. He's a good mate of ours, and he actually bought Pippi's half sister on the Gold Coast just recently by DEFCON, so he's to say he's over the moon is probably an understatement.
He's had a big day.
Yeah, I asked him if I get a percentage out of it, but he hasn't got back to me on that.
Well, speaking from a breeding perspective, it's job done with Pippi. She's so lightly raced. That was only a ninth start, 5 wins in a couple of seconds. Where do you go now?
I just said to the owners yesterday that they're magic owners. They don't interfere one little bit. They don't ring up and say, do this, do that. I just said, we'll sit down throughout the week and map out a plan. We've got a lot of options going forward. Probably the closest one would be the William Reid at the Valley.
Well, that would be a race that would suit it down to the ground.
Boots scooting around the valley, yeah. it looks like probably an ideal target for her. I'm not sure weight-wise, the handicap probably would have given her a nice touch-up as far as that goes. But I'd say that's probably our next option. And then we've got multiple options going forward after that, whether we go to Sydney for something like the Galaxy. You've got Adelaide, the Mayor's race there, or the Goodwood. And then you've also got, in her hometown of Queensland, the Doomben 10,000.
Well, you've got a Group 1 winning horse in the stable now, Chris. Congratulations to both you and your dad.
Thanks very much.
Chris Maher joining us there.